Hello and welcome to the IABC Ottawa podcast, The Voice. Ottawa is one of the International Association of Business Communicators' largest chapters in the world, and we are pleased to bring you a podcast that covers everything from marketing, strategy, social media, crisis comms, public affairs, and whatever else is relevant to communicators. I'm your host, Sherry Ask. Hello and welcome to The Voice, episode 143. In this episode, we are talking about another new trend in communications. If you missed last month's episode, we were talking about the metaverse and the potential it offered communicators. This month, we are talking about ChatGPT. The discussions about ChatGPT are everywhere right now. They're in my LinkedIn. People are talking about it at work. I've seen seminars about it, tutorials about it. It is in the news because schools and universities are talking about it. And today we are going to talk about its potential promise and potential pitfalls for communications professionals. In a few minutes, you'll hear our interview with Samuel Chen, who is the head of marketing at Full Intel and someone who has used ChatGPT in their work. But first, we're going to talk a bit about what ChatGPT is. And to do that, I thought I needed some help. So I am joined today by our assistant producer, Leslie Quintal. Leslie, thank you for joining me.
I'm so glad to be here. Thanks for having me again, Sherry.
So for people listening, you were actually the person who said, hey, Sherry, have you heard about ChatGPT? And I was like, no, I have not. Or I had, but I didn't know a lot about it. So Leslie, how did you learn about ChatGPT? When did it come to your attention?
Well, it's actually really funny that you asked me that because my partner called me from work one day and he was so passionately excited about this thing called ChatGPT. And I honestly was kind of tuning him out. I could kind of care less about what he had to say at that moment, but he was so excited and he was telling me, he's like, this is going to change your role as a communicator. This is going to change everything for you and your industry. And I was like, oh, great. Something to compete with. Like, I'm not going to be able to work against. Like, this doesn't sound great for me. So I heard about it just like a couple months ago, I guess when it was just starting to become popular before it started blowing up on LinkedIn. And I've since started using it and I started to explore it a little bit on my own because I was like, well, maybe I should give it its time of day. It is getting pretty popular and it sounds like it's going to be relevant to my industry. So I should get in the know. From that point forward, I started to explore it and realized its potential and how cool it actually is.
For someone who has never used it before and is hearing this for the first time, how would you explain what it does?
So ChatGPT it's a chatbot developed by OpenAI. So to put it kind of simply, think about it like a chatbot that acts like Google in a conversational manner. So if you were to type in, for example, into the chatbot, say, what was the first president of the United States? It would be able to tell you who the first president of the United States was in a conversational context, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it essentially writes for you, depending on what you ask it. And then you can ask it or add additional sort of criteria and it will sort of re-spit out another example.
Yeah. So I think the most important thing to take away is that it's conversational. So you can look things up, you can ask it to create social media posts. So that's kind of where the communications portion kind of comes in, like the industry, is because you can ask it to create literature for you. It can create content for you and it'll sound conversational, like something that a comms person would have written.
Yeah, and we do have an example to kind of show what it can do. And it's a clip with Ryan Reynolds using ChatGPT to create an ad. And it kind of shows how it works. So let's play that.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, owner of Mint Mobile. We're always looking for ways to save you money. So this year, we're kicking things off with an ad that I created using ChatGPT, the AI technology. This is what I asked it to write. I said, write a commercial for Mint Mobile in the voice of Ryan Reynolds. Use a joke, a curse word, and let people know that Mint's holiday promo is still going, even after the big wireless companies have ended theirs. This is what it wrote. Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds here. First of all, let me just say Mint Mobile is the shit. But here's the thing. All the big wireless companies out there are ending their holiday promos, but not Mint Mobile. We're keeping the party going because we're just that damn good. Give Mint Mobile a try. And hey, as an added bonus, if you sign up now, you'll get to hear my voice every time you call customer service. Just kidding, that's not really a thing. And stay classy, everyone. That is mildly terrifying, but compelling.
Okay, so that was Ryan Reynolds giving us an example of how it works. And Leslie, after you had shared that clip with me and you had blown my mind with ChatGPT's potential, I put out a call on social media because I was looking for communications professionals who were using ChatGPT or who had tried it to see if they had thoughts about its potential, its limitations, its risks. And I got a lot of responses almost instantly. So who you'll hear from in a minute is Samuel Chen, who is the head of marketing at the media monitoring services company Full Intel. And we spoke about what he has been able to use it for. I think it's a really interesting conversation. So with that, Leslie, thank you for joining us for helping me explain ChatGPT, and let's get into the interview.
Thanks so much, Sherry.
And joining me now is Sam Chen, head of marketing at Full Intel. Sam, thank you for joining us and welcome to The Voice.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here for today. I've heard a long, long time, like for years, about all the different podcasts, so I'm excited to be on it today.
That's awesome. To start, how did you find out about ChatGPT and when?
So honestly, I saw on Reddit, I saw a bunch of students being accused of cheating, passing exams. I was like, okay, I'm very curious. And when I started looking at technology and I used it for the first time, it felt like, I don't know if people remember these days, Spark Notes. When you're back in university, you go to the website, tells you the summary, all the information from Shakespeare that you didn't know, understand. Yep. It felt like that vibe the first time. And that's what made me interested in ChatGPT. And I guess, if you want to talk about my first initial reaction, it kind of felt like I was going on a Bumble date. And I was talking to someone who knew everything I knew, but a little bit more. And when I first started asking some random questions about how do you do marketing emails? What are some trends that people are looking at right now? And then when I started getting there, I started putting more personal questions like, how do you play pickleball? What are some places to visit California? What's a good way to ask a friend tell a friend you don't want to go to their destination wedding? And overall, I felt like it was like kind of like Ask Jeeves back in the day, where you just want to see what you didn't know or want to see what the capabilities are. And it just felt like it was endless possibilities the first time you used ChatGPT.
So can you describe for people just a little bit what it's like when you go on for the first time? Like, what do you see? Does it ask you questions? Do you ask it questions?
First is if you're lucky to log in, because so many people are using ChatGPT, the servers get hung up. So if you do want to use ChatGPT and it's busy during 8 to 5, go after 7 p.m. till midnight around. That's when you can experience it. When you first log in, you put in your information, your email, and it asks right away. Just like going on Google, you just type in the question you have and you just have a conversation with the bot.
After you had asked it a few questions, seen what it could do, what were your thoughts? Were you like, oh, this is a fun toy? Were you like, I can use this right away? This is going to save me so much time. Did you tell a friend?
When I found the ad, like, when I said, I need to think of a new way to position my company. And when I asked it, I said, can you give me three different ways to give me elevator pitches about Full Intel? It gave me three really nice ones. I shared it to my team. My team's like, Sam, do you even have a job here? The AI can do what you do. And I was like, oh, well, we'll see. And the tool itself, I'll give you an example. We use this tool now for Full Intel for generating content. It helps me generate content from the basics, like, you know, posting about 4th of July, Lunar New Year, Groundhog's Day. Those kind of tasks are very basic. You don't want to put too much effort into there. And ChatGPT allows you to generate these contents faster. For example, like, generate the content. You could just look up, right? You don't need proofread. I have a hard time spelling like February sometimes. So ChatGPT just gets it done. It just makes it a little bit easier for you. It also helped me generate email newsletters, sales messaging, and ideas of products, what to do for our team. So one pagers, a different topics, what to offer, how to, you know, some basic strategy, what to do.
Do you use it and then refine it? Or do you find it really, like, I know you said, you know, it can do spelling, it can do grammar, but to a certain extent, you also have to trust it, right? So like, how much refinement do you have to do? And does it, maybe it depends on the product.
It depends on how much like you don't rely on it to write essays for you because there's actually a limitation of how much you can type before it gets hung. Well, you know, it, like, well, not hung, but like the server gets paused because it's writing too much content. I think if you were to ask, give me 5 email examples, it gets stuck on 4. So there are limits about, you know, 3 to 4 potential examples you get from for writing materials. So that's how ChatGPT has a limitation from that point.
Do you trust it? Like, do you have any concerns? Have you heard people saying like, you know, it's going to replace us, or even just like the security concerns about, you know, giving all of your company's, I don't know, slogans or ideas to this third party machine?
So I'll tell you about the good parts first, then we'll talk about that part, which again, it does bring up, but the logic here is ChatGPT is not like a person from the other side of the world. It's literally an engine designed based on all the information collected from user engagements as well as available knowledge online. If you were to type up your own company on ChatGPT asking them, what is, for example, what is Full Intel? ChatGPT will generate based on what the internet thinks of your brand. So this is information that's already available online, and it's just helping you summarize it. Whether it collects that much information, I feel like most of the information it generates is very basic. It's no bias to it, because that's how ChatGPT is created, so it doesn't have bias. Because of that, most of the information that you get from them for the generation of ideas would be similar to a generic suggestion. It's not something too specific. The best way I can give you an example is, I showed my president, Andrew Keck, about ChatGPT, and he used it and said, you know what, let's try out the elevator pitch. Our current elevator pitch is Full Intel offers daily executive news brief, real-time media monitoring, and media analysis to demonstrate the value of PR. When we put it to ChatGPT, it went to Full Intel's human-curated media monitoring ensures that your company receives only the most relevant and accurate news about your brand. The messaging went from product-based to value-based, and that gives you the alternative view of what the audience should hear. So it generates the ideas based on what information it already has, and it's not really, you know, stealing the information from the internet. It's literally, this is the available information, and tries to find a different way to interpret the information for you. And that's the best part of ChatGPT. As a creator, it's always that creativity block. That's what kills us in our industry, is hitting a wall saying, what do I say? How do I re-say it? How do I rechange it? ChatGPT, I guess the best way to summarize it is its ability to combine knowledge you know with topics you aren't too familiar with. And I'll go back to my president again, because he's super awesome. His partner works for the government of Canada. He asked the ChatGPT, can you explain Full Intel services to be interpreted to someone who works for the government? This was the first time she understood what we did. I mean, she understood a bit before, but now it was relatable to the industry of her context. So when you look at ChatGPT, it's a tool that's used as a template building. Just like Canva, it saves you time to go out there to figure out information. It gives you suggestions, and you use those suggestions to build off content for yourself. And that's how you use it properly for communications.
Like a starting point.
Yeah, it's a starting point. If you rely on too much, well, all the messaging is going to be basically the same because it doesn't know enough and doesn't want to know too much information because it doesn't want bias. So you can't say like, hey, ChatGPT, why am I better than my competitor? It's not going to tell you because it doesn't, it can't accept the bias or else the engine doesn't work. It has to be very ambiguous, saying, here are some points that are generic enough for your industry, but won't tell you specifically. And another good way to use ChatGPT is to know pain points of industries you're trying to get into or are not too familiar with. And they give you another example of our team is Full Intel. One of our major clientele is pharmaceutical companies, and they need to understand their brands better through media monitoring. I asked ChatGPT, can you list out all the pain points why pharma companies would choose Full Intel? And it lists out measuring impact, respond to negative coverage, staying up to date. This allows us to change our messaging just a bit to relate towards the pharmaceutical companies, because those are the most important things that they actually are important things for them. And that resulted us in increasing our demos due to us understanding their media needs. So when you use ChatGPT, it's like, you know, that little, like, understand a little bit more of something you didn't know and get you exposure. It gets you from 0% to about 50% knowledge. And then you have to get the remaining 50% from your own flair and research.
I like that little analogy, like that percentage breakdown of what it gets you, but the work you still have to do on the other side. That's helpful.
Yeah, correct.
Can I go back to, you talked about bias, and
yes.
I think, you know, academics would say all technology has a bias. I think that that's something that gets discussed a lot. And even if it's taking information that's already out there, say it's taking information about Full Intel or IABC, we don't have control over what it's selecting, right? Like, we don't know how ChatGPT is selecting which information. So what if some, I'm going to say, nefarious actor is out there, has written something else about IABC or about Full Intel, and ChatGPT selects that, and then someone uses it or accepts it as truth without fact-checking it? Do you have any concerns about that? Like, sure, like for something innocuous, like maybe Lunar New Year, it might not be a big deal. But are there larger concerns there?
There are concerns there for sure. And that brings up to another part where there is a potential risk. We see this in the industry. A lot of companies like to monopolize technology available. Google's the best example. When Google monopolized YouTube, it kind of dominated how the search engine operates and video medium as a whole, where it should be placed and what is the prioritization. Same thing goes with ChatGPT. Because of its investment recently, Microsoft invested 49% into ChatGPT. Will ChatGPT become the next Microsoft Paperclip? If so, I miss that little guy. That'd be awesome to see them back. But the other bias which it brings up to is, we've seen how Microsoft controls companies like LinkedIn. LinkedIn now does not have any API access to any other softwares and locks behind those doors. And the only things available is based on what Microsoft's Bing engine works. That could happen to them too. What if the information is available only based on Bing's search engine? And Bing's search engine is only a fraction of Google's. We can see a limitation with knowledge lock AR, and we can see a bias coming out in the future. It is a high possibility, but that's why you use these engines as a tool to understand the basics. If you rely on 100%, obviously you won't understand the full spectrum, because this information, the ChatGPT, is created to know the basics, not the advancements.
What do you like the most about it, and what do you like the least about it?
I love ChatGPT because it makes you feel like you're talking to yourself, but yourself, like when you talk to yourself, you try to generate some ideas. ChatGPT gives you the ideas right off the bat, so it's a little bit faster. So it helps you get from point A to point B faster. But
it's like a brainstorming tool.
It's like a brainstorming tool.
Yeah.
You're exactly right about that. That's what I love about ChatGPT, is that spark. In communications, you need sparks in order to create content, and that's how you create content that becomes meaningful towards your audience. But the worst part of ChatGPT is honestly the service being overloaded. But secondly is, after you ChatGPT over and over again, you kind of feel like it just spews out the same answers again and again. And that's where it's just like a bumble date, even though someone knows a little bit more, if they're going off the same ideas, like the same topics over and over again, you're kind of like, okay, this day's kind of getting stale. And that's where the limitations are, where AI cannot replace human effort. It cannot replace the human touch, not replace the human elements of understanding the industry. Mm-hmm. So while we love how like it can give you the spark, you still need the creativity that makes your profession more valuable in the communication field. It's the fact that you're starting with the blocks, and then you're building in to build that castle.
Yeah. So Full Intel is using it right now. If you had to speak to other heads of marketing or other communicators, what advice would you give them? Would you say, you know, get familiar with it, it's here to stay? What would you tell people?
Think of it as just Google. You use Google to look up things you don't know. This is the same tool, except it gives a little bit more information beyond what Google presents because of how it functions. Google is a search engine. ChatGPT is a knowledge engine, in my opinion. It's kind of like looking up an encyclopedia. That's what makes it a little bit more impactful. And you use that kind of resource based on the needs you have. I think the best way I can kind of summarize this is, I think as a communicator and as a marketer professional, we know the most important part about our job is to build stories for your brand. But every single audience wants to be treated with care and flair, that you understand them. You see, ChatGPT brings you closer to your audience with more relevant and current information that, you know, makes it feel like you're putting more effort towards getting to know them. Similar to what we do in Full Intel, we create media briefs to provide clients with the news that matters. Just like ChatGPT, you're getting one step closer to your audience, and that's the thrill of communications. Knowing your message matters to your audience. So that's why I use ChatGPT, is because it's not like the best tool available. It's one resource you can use to get you a little bit closer to understand your audience. And if you want to explore new opportunities, if you want to invest a little bit more, this tool allows you to brainstorm those ideas. This will be your spark to where you plan your strategies.
Mm-hmm. Do you have suggestions for how people can fact check what ChatGPT spits out? If you're looking, say you're trying to craft a message for Lunar New Year, which I know is one you mentioned, do you go Google something after if there's a fact in there that you're like, I want to see this?
I mean, yeah, basically what you just said is, if you don't fully trust ChatGPT, use Google. It's called proofreading. That's all we always do. If you don't know that, you can always ask any resource. Like, one of the number one things we say in IBC is contact the IBC community. Everyone has been experienced this before. You don't need to trust ChatGPT fully. There's people out there who have experienced the way you have. ChatGPT just gets you started. That's all.
Yeah. And I guess when I think about it, it sounds strange to say, if you don't trust ChatGPT, go check on Google. And then it made me think of, why do we trust Google? Like, why is one better than the other when really it's just about, like you said, taking care and taking your time and doing the work afterwards. So, yeah, that makes sense.
When you ask me about risk, I went to ChatGPT. I'm like, ChatGPT, what is the risk of using you? And they're like, well, bias, misuse, reliance.
Did that really come up?
Our bias is an issue. You can always misuse us for malicious purposes, reliance on it, and obviously privacy with ChatGPT. So, you know.
It literally says that when you ask the question to ChatGPT, that's what the risks are.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't know if that scares me more or if it's a good thing. Wow.
I mean, I have ChatGPT on right now. Is there any questions you want to ask?
Ask what IABC is.
IABC. All right, let's see. IABC stands for International Association of Business Communicators. It is a professional organization for individuals and organizations that are involved in strategic communications, including internal and external communication, public relations, marketing communication, and engagement. IABC provides resources, networking opportunities, and professional development for its members. So, it knows the stuff, but like again, these are the basic information it gets from online. But I will admit, you did bring up a good point, is what if someone wrote a very negative one? I haven't seen it personally. Even I tried to. I'd say like, okay, X company, why do people hate it? And ChatGPT is like, no, I can't tell you any bias of why they hate it.
It said that as a reaction.
It can't. But it does make me think, let's type it right now. What are some bad companies? It's not appropriate or fair to label any company as bad without proper context. That's why, like, I think right now ChatGPT is trying to be unbiased, but we'll see what happens in the future. It could become biased in its own way based on who's pushing the platform in the background.
Well, I was going to say somebody else takes that same technology, creates a site or an app or a GPT with it. I don't know. I'm showing my lack of knowledge in communications technology, perhaps, and then doesn't allow that. Like put that blocker in so that it might spit out more obvious biases, or it might spit out, oh, these are bad companies, or it might spit out reviews and some of those reviews are fake.
Look at Twitter. We all see that happen.
Yeah.
Whoever's in charge can actually dictate the flow. We don't know what the future is right now. So use up ChatGPT like as fun as you can. That's all I can say.
And I think it's important to point out too, they're not new problems and they're not new questions. It's just, we're asking them about a new interface. But like you said, you know, issues of people lying, of false information, et cetera, that has been happening on the internet already. Mm-hmm. Sam, is there anything else you want to say or add about it or about your experience with it?
Overall, I just want to say up front, the biggest part about communication is understanding people. And any tool available possible to get you a little bit closer is that important. So don't be afraid of ChatGPT. Don't be overwhelmed from everyone saying how amazing the tool is. It's just a resource. It's just a dictionary. It's just something you can pick up and use. I think the best rule for all communicators is literally have fun with the tool. When you use ChatGPT, don't walk in saying, I'm just going to solve all my problems. No, ask it fun questions. Ask it things you don't know. Ask it things that you want to know better. Like, how do I market towards an NBA player? How do I create a Valentine's Day campaign that reaches out to my dad, which I highly doubt that'll be effective. But, you know, those are things that you want to be creative. You want to use it as your friend. Use it as someone you want to bounce ideas off with, because anything you can do crazy with, you can see if it works out, because the best way to create ideas is to see it on paper. And whatever you ask, you come back. If it sounds like a good idea, try it out. Yeah, at the end of the day, is be open to resources, be open to tools, because that's how you makes you a better communicator to your audience.
Well, Sam, thank you so much for taking the time to talk about it, about how Full Intel is using it. I think it's really fascinating to hear. And I thought you had a really balanced approach to what it can do and what it can't do. So really appreciated your insights today.
No problem.
And that is it for this episode of IABC Ottawa's The Voice. Thank you so much for listening. The Voice podcast is produced by myself, Sherry Ask, and Leslie Quintal. If you like this episode, please share it, subscribe, and send us a review or feedback. You can reach IABC Ottawa on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at IABC Ottawa, as well as on LinkedIn. You can check out our website, ottawa.iabc.com, for info on all IABC Ottawa networking, professional development events, future meetups, and more. And while you are there, click on Jobline to find your next opportunity or the right communications professional to join your team. I'm your host, Sherry Ask, and until next time, let the music play.